This is the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up, thanks to our friends at CUB. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au, buy a beer voucher, and CUB will match your donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem.
Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Hello, Dangerous Dave here. I've just bought myself a Powerball ticket, so if I win the $80 million tonight, I'm out of here. See ya. Oh, that's right, can't go anywhere. Still, happy to bask in that. We should have got a ticket, you and I. Nah, too late now. Hey, big show coming up this afternoon thanks to Carlton and United Breweries with a tap torch. Celebrating pubs across Australia, visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. Buy a beer voucher and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head into redeem. We are going to introduce you to the Cuddle Curtain. For the first time, the Cuddle Curtain will get a mention this hour coming up on Kennedy Malloy. We're also going to hear from Greta Thunberg. It's going to ring through. She's got a guitar apparently too, so she's going to sing us a song. Greta Thunberg. That's coming up soon. But up next, he is one of this country's funniest guys. He is dominating on the ABC. His name is Charlie Pickering. And he, during these the COVID times and isolation times, he's been pulling a lot of clips from YouTube and he's all in. And he's going to tell us how Neanderthals spoke too. So you don't want to miss that. All right, it's coming up right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back live on Monday. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's Dangerous Davey. Oh, we'll get another one of those Tempur mattresses to give away. It's the last. Worth $10,000, don't you know? You can win that from Monday with Kennedy Malloy. All right, we've got the Cuddle Curtain coming up and Greta Thunberg as well. But here's one of our favourites. And a guy who's been spending his time wisely in lockdown, it's Charlie Pickering.
Well, so I managed to dig up a documentary. It's a BBC documentary where they try to understand, based on a Neanderthal skeleton, what a Neanderthal would have been like. What would they have looked like? How would they have behaved?
Okay.
How would they have spoken? Nothing like me,
yes.
It turns out. Nothing
really?
Like me.
Thank you. I'm more of a Fred Flintstone type.
And that's exactly. Now, the first thing I learned was it's pronounced Neanderthal, which I did not know.
Pardon me.
So there
it's
we go.
Posh.
We're learning already.
I feel okay. Stupid.
What they did is they got the skeleton and they did a whole bunch of computer analysis and they gave it to a speech pathologist, right? Who is an expert at looking at how yes. big a windpipe is and saying how someone Skull. Would have spoken. She has an assistant, Elliot, obviously an actor who takes himself very seriously but also desperate for work. And she starts off
okay.
getting him to demonstrate the difference between a Neanderthal and yes. a human
I'm
voice.
I'm ready.
Probably the voice would be higher. So, Elliot, let's try male human voice, count over three.
One, two, three.
Just pitch up your voice.
One, two, three.
Neanderthal what? Man did not sound like that. I refuse to believe it.
You are right, Mick. He didn't sound like that because it's not as simple as that. We have
right.
the pitch of a Neanderthal.
Yes.
But it turns out there were lots of structural differences to the skull.
As well as his vocal tract, our Neanderthal's strange shape would also have affected his voice. His deep rib cage, a large and heavy skull, and most of all, a huge nasal cavity.
Let's just add a bit of nasal now.
One, two, three.
Okay.
She didn't keep a straight
but,
face.
By the end of this, I reckon Neanderthal man sounded like John Michael Housen. No, hello, I'm a Neanderthal. No, I love getting out in the mountain and hitting someone on the head with a club.
Wow.
The look in the actor's eye is like, how did I get here? The last bit, there is something about the chest cavity of a Neanderthal okay. that makes him speak differently. Again, she really gets to work on poor Elliot.
Add to that the fact that they had a fantastic chest, which is a support system of breath, which can produce enormous chest resonance and tremendous power. So I imagine that they wouldn't have subtle sounds. It would be loud, very loud, or very, very loud. And we can try and get that by... I'm now going to engage Elliot by pushing to me. And this is actually getting him right into his body. Now, speak.
Obviously, the big flaw here is that a Neanderthal couldn't count up to three.
Right.
So, finally, Elliot has to use the vocabulary of a Neanderthal.
Now let's make a sound. Just let's make a huge R.
What, has he just been kicked in the nuts? Or, I mean, what is going on?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back live next Monday. Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, celebrating pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem.
Greta Thunberg, who's had to self-isolate, and we know no one takes, I'm sure she'll be blaming me as a middle-aged man for all the problems of the world. I'm sure I've introduced coronavirus. But she takes it seriously. Yeah. She's self-reported. She's locked herself in. Now, let's have a listen to her.
I came home from Central Europe and then I isolated myself from the beginning. I don't want to put anyone else at risk. But then I started feeling some symptoms after a few days. The important thing is that I didn't feel that I was ill. It could just have been that I was feeling unusually tired. I was coughing a bit. That also is very dangerous, of course, because then you don't notice that you have it.
As always, got a sensible hat on and instructing us all on how to behave through her own example. Well, guess what? You know, we talk to her from time to time. Well, yes. For the first time ever, I believe we've got her up in Skype from her.
Bringing it through now. Ooh, it's quite unbelievable. This is our first time we've used Skype, by the way.
See if it can work.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Jesus. Hello, Mikael.
Hello, it's Greta.
Oh, how disappointing. Are you? That's what you look like.
Well, what were you? Did I kind of trip your trigger a bit, did I?
I had more a Viking, a man in a big sweater, a big woolly sweater. That's what I was thinking.
Where are you? How long have you been in there?
I'm in Sweden. I'm self-isolating.
All right.
Because I've been traveling the world, spreading the word, of course, because of climate change. Mm.
And have you got it?
I don't know if I have it yet, but I am self-isolating. And it's very easy to do in Sweden. It's a very big country.
And it's quite, you know, stern and somber and
It is, but I'm trying to fill in my time. My sister's a singer. She says she's pretty good, but she's not that good. I'm probably better than her.
Well, hang on.
So I've been playing some music.
All right. Well, wasn't she involved with Eurovision or something?
That was my mother.
Okay.
My mother is an opera singer. My father's an actor. My sister is a singer. And I am just Time Person of the Year. You know who I do? Really have a soft spot for Andy Lee.
Andy Lee.
Okay. Yes, I follow him on Instagram. I have more followers than him.
Okay.
He sang a song with his brother Cam, who is the more talented one.
Yes, and we know
they
that.
They did a cover version of Powderfinger Sunsets.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yes,
this is my tribute.
Oh.
Tribute to who? To Powderfinger or to Andy Lee?
Powderfinger, Andy Lee, Cam Lee. Okay. I'm going to play. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
It goes a little bit like this. Sunsets over the beaches. Well, the beaches are all gone, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's not our fault. That's the old people's fault. Icebergs melting everywhere. Well, they're all gone too, aren't they?
Yeah,
thanks very much for that, all you old people. Losing those icebergs. How dare you? Do I have coronavirus? Yes, I might have it. Please look after me and send donations to me. Thank you very much.
Greta Thunberg.
And she bit the head off a bat at the end. Who saw that coming?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, they're back on Monday live. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off, as heard on Radio 747 Triple M Esperance. Great to have you with us. Great part of Australia, Esperance. That is beautiful. Thank you for tuning in. Dangerous Dave here. All right, let's hear about the cuddle curtain.
Now, this sounds lovely. It's a really beautiful idea because there's a lot of people lamenting the fact that you can't give a cuddle or a hug to grandparents or parents. Oh, but never fear.
Pat mum on the head.
When she's dropping your laundry off, you do that. Give her a little pat on the head.
But there's an answer now.
There is an answer, and it is really quite ingenious.
What could be better than an anti-COVID cuddle curtain? Unbridled joy as Anthony Corvin's nan got a guidelines-compliant hug. He had taped some long sleeves into a shower curtain.
I went to go see my nan a couple of times in the garden, and you'd leave thinking, I'm missing just that interaction, that hug. So then I decided to come up with this idea.
Well, I think it is ingenious. You've got to see the footage too. It's really cute.
I've been out with a couple of girls who would have liked those during our relationship. Hi, honey, I'm home. Put on your cuddle curtain. Put on your cuddle curtain. Do not touch me.
Kennedy Malloy. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Hello, it's Dangerous Dave here. It is Thursday afternoon. I hope you're doing all right. Hey, we're here thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, celebrating pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au, buy a beer voucher, and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. We love you, CUB. Thanks for being on board, Kennedy Malloy. So, Jane and Mick, they're back live on Monday. This is the Rostered Week Off, where we dig into the archives, like that guy just said. And this hour, I think we're going to be playing down the shallow end of the pool, because we've got Grant Daniels' sex tape coming up. We've got some toilet humour as well. And packing your partner's lunch. It's a thing. You're going to hear about it right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Shout out to our friends in Hobart, listening through Triple M Hobart, Spoon Man for breakfast. He's a goddamn legend. You're very lucky to have him do your breakfast show. Dangerous Dave here with Jane and Mick. Back on Monday in studio, this is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
A woman has put on Facebook that every day she packs her tradie husband's lunch.
The Aussie woman shared this photo of her homemade spread, which includes sandwiches, an assortment of cheese and crackers, oh, and fruit. But others commented that she should stop treating her husband like a child.
Okay, wow. So a lot of debate. Yeah. There was a big femo debate ensued, saying the woman was treating her husband, as they said, like a child. Why can't he pack his own lunch? What's wrong with him? Yeah. But this looks great. She's got some ham sandwich. She's got a bit of cabana and cheese. You can't go past that, can you? We're on your side. A muesli bar and some fruit. There's another picture that someone put up that she puts little messages saying, hope you're having a good day, darling, on it.
It's good.
That's very nice. Hey, let's quickly go to the board now.
Yes,
Michael,
let's go.
Yep.
You've got a bit of a twist here.
Every morning I pack my wife's lunch.
Good for you. What does she have in her lunch? What do you pack for her?
There is a banana, 3 lemon crisp biscuits, a small container of salted macadamias, ham and pickle sandwich, freshly made that morning.
Good
also,
on you.
There's a delicious muesli bar and a first quenching a GI bottle of cordial.
Oh, well, you're
you
a catch.
What? That is awesome. Hello, Wayne.
Well, my wife, I'm 64. She's been packing lunch all the time. Vegemite, cheese, ham and pickle or something.
The pickle makes the
banana.
The pickle's a touch. Yes. And, Wayne, every tell me you do something nice for your wife. Tell me.
Yeah, he'd go to Chinese food every Sunday night for two.
Hang on. That is
never
nice.
Never goes astray. I like that.
Well done, Wayne. Annette.
I make him not only his lunch, but his breakfast.
What does he do?
A sparky sometimes, and he's also a welder at some time.
So what time do you have to get up to make his breakfast and lunch?
Yeah, so he gets on site at about sort of 5 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
I get up with him at 4 o'clock and get him his lunch,
Annette,
and breakfast.
If he ever does anything wrong, I'm throwing my hat in the ring.
Okay.
And hey, guess what, Mickey?
Yes.
I made some beautiful apple pies last night.
Did you wear an apron?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, celebrating pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au, buy a beer voucher, and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. This is Kennedy Malloy. It is the Rostered Week Off. They're back live on Monday. Let's hear about Gold Logie winner Grant Denyer now.
Well, he's my mate. You're not very respectful towards him, but...
Oh, we're kind of TV rivals.
Mm.
We're both in this.
What possible planet are you TV rivals? Why?
We're operating in the same terrain.
Well, you're obviously jealous that he's won a Gold Logie and you haven't.
He should never have won a Gold Logie for a show that was axed in the same year. And I love
that
Grant.
That is not fair. I love Grant too.
He's coming back to do 10 eps.
Yeah.
10 eps.
A Family Feud. He's doing Family
get him
Feud
a Gold Logie.
For the people on the front line. It's featuring our frontline workers, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
He is, however, very, 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 very nervous. Because a sex tape he filmed in his teenage years could be leaked. He revealed it on radio last week.
Okay, well, so what's happened? What's happened?
The tape shows him having intimate and consensual intercourse with his ex-girlfriend when he was 18.
Hello.
There's a tape out there.
Anyone else involved? Is it just the two of them?
Just the two of them. He said it was an intimate moment with me and my girlfriend at the time.
Livestock? Any livestock?
No.
Is there a trapeze above the bed?
Shut up.
Is it?
He said, I was a high school student at the time. I borrowed a camera from the media department.
Oh.
Hey, that's a good sack, isn't it?
Bring another game show host in it.
They weren't.
Rob Ruff.
The TV personality said, I'm to give full credit to Woman's Day for just writing a story about nothing.
What and what happens in the video?
Listen, the TV personality said the tape, which he watched back with his girlfriend and co-star at the time, is both naughty and spicy. He says, I look amazing in it. And I put in an A-grade performance. I was really happy with the angles.
Oh, God. Too much information.
Yeah. The ladies from Studio 10 are not impressed.
I'll tell you who I hope wasn't in it. Dickie Wilkins, because he's got a massive wang.
Well, he would have spoiled things because this was an intimate moment between a boyfriend and girlfriend. But they had an acrimonious split and Grant's very nervous that the ex-girlfriend might bitterly leak this tape.
She's putting it about.
No, she isn't. He's saying she might because it was a very upsetting breakup. Now, put that aside because he has the best bird in town. Chezzy is his wife and she's awesome.
Yeah, well, and they're very happy. And she gets a wind of this.
She is hanging around. But what we want to say to the ex-girlfriend is don't be a dick and don't put the tape out. That's
send
my
it
message
to Triple M.
To
Kennedy Malloy will be treated with respect. Nominees right. for the Gold Logie, huh?
Stop.
Apparently, okay. that's one of the sex acts he performs in it, the Gold Logie.
Okay.
He manipulates his genitalia into the shape of a Logie
that's
and then presents
it. Feud.
He does.
Family. Right. Family is the operative word, all right?
I'd like to thank the Academy. He says as he holds his genitalia.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Back live Monday. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries. It's Dangerous Dave here. Thanks for tuning in. Missed any of today's show? You know what? You can catch up on all the podcasts all up there for you. Go kennedymalloy.com.au. Tomorrow, we're going to be hearing for the first time Mix the debut of a cover of a cover. It's Puddle of Mud doing Nirvana's cover of their original About a Girl. Yeah, so that's tomorrow on Kennedy Malloy. Hey, before we go, though...
We'd like to apologise in advance for the following segment, but...
Occasionally we do have to go there.
Time for some... toilet humour.
Okay, let's start with the big one. This is huge. The new International Space Station toilet provides increased crew comfort and performance. That's what you need with NASA-style technology. You need it put into a toot. Would the toilet lid be up or down?
Both, because it's men and women.
But I mean in zero gravity. Oh. It'd be going, whoa.
Yeah, what happens?
Would it be at a 45-degree angle?
Oh, yeah.
You have to push it down and lift it up.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It is so confusing.
It'd be very hard. The politics on the space station is hard to navigate.
I think they have no seat at all.
Here's another one for you, by the way, with the loo on the space station.
Yes.
You know how in the southern hemisphere the water goes down anti-clockwise and the northern hemisphere is clockwise?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
How does the water go down in space in zero gravity?
I have no idea.
Straight down. Water?
I'm guessing there's probably no water.
Do they use water?
No, which begs other questions. What the hell is going on? Listen, in space, no one can hear you flush, but that doesn't mean the space station doesn't deserve a toilet worthy of an astronaut's pee break. The International Space Station, NASA's Universal Waste Management System, they're the smartest guys ever in waste management.
Yep.
Imagine being a nerd who goes, oh, I'm off to NASA.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What are you?
Part of the rocket deployment system?
Yeah. Oh.
No, I designed the dunny.
the older toilet was unfortunate.
Why? What happened to that?
It was criticised for being unsuccessful for the capture and ease of use for simultaneous urination and defecation for mixed gender crews.
What
happened is, well, women and men were using it, and you couldn't do ones and twos at the same time, at the same sitting. Do you know what I mean? For both. So women sat on it and could do both.
Mm.
Men stood and did one and then went and said, it just didn't work out.
Well, hang on, I don't get it. What's the, you can't do both at once?
No. You
we'll
have
see
to
about
do one
that.
At a time.
We will see about
do
that.
One and one, two separately.
So the new toilet will address these issues.
Fan creates a suction effect so that you can use for your number one. We have a solid waste container. It's connected via the pump so that, again, the same suction effect allows you to do your number two in weightlessness. The solid waste container gets changed when it's full, which is roughly every 10 days for a crew of three people using it.
Okay. Now, this is assuming that number twos very cleanly go straight into the hole.
Well.
Because as from experience of being at toilets at work, for example, things hit the side of a bowl.
Oh, jeez.
No, skiddy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? How do they suck that out?
I'm just trying to get my head around a zero gravity turd. I mean,
it's a suction. It sucks it out of your bottom.
It could float straight back at you. Hey, everybody, incoming.
Like backwash.
Someone grab it. Quick. It's off.
Oh, my God. That's revolting.
That is a major way to eat. Do you reckon they've been hoarding toilet paper?
That's right.
Up on the space station. That's probably what the last delivery was. All right, let's leave it there. We can't quite get to the bottom of that. What about this story? Vienna police have fined a man $820 for a massive fart.
What?
Fart with intent, let's be fair.
Fart with a lethal weapon. Breaking wind in public may be a social taboo, but it's not often that people face financial consequences for it. Wow, that's huge.
Well, he brewed a good one, and he was being lippy with the coppers, and he decided to turn around and use full force. Yeah.
You know his defence in court, don't you?
What's that?
He who smelt it dealt it. He's using the he who smelt it dealt it defence, which is very
an oldie
good.
But a goodie.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Imagine that lineup. Everyone has five guys line up and all do farts, and you have to go, that's him, officer.
I don't think I like this segment.
No, you go down the lineup and you have to pull all their fingers. That's him, officer.
Got him.
I'd recognise that tone anywhere.
500 euros.
There must have been a few people downwind. Hey, and finally, can we just, this is a bit of health news.
Yeah.
The coronavirus age, flushing the loo can create a cloud of virus particles which float up and the next user may inhale.
So I see.
I think the old give it a wide berth for five should be enshrined into law.
Light a match.
That's
all right, well, there we go. There's your toilet humour for the day. We'll clean things up a bit tomorrow for you when we're back for a big Friday. Kennedy Molloy rostered day off. One to go, then the guys are back on air Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have yourself a wonderful night. Good luck for Powerball too. Share it with your old mate if you win.
Thanks for listening to the Kennedy Molloy Catch-Up. As pubs start to reopen, you can show them your support by buying a beer voucher at loveofyourlocal.com.au. CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem.